In a world filled with noise and competition, standing out can be a challenge. And it's particularly daunting if you're a multi-passionate entrepreneur or a fusion creative like I am, because you're so good at so many things that it can be hard to define a clear niche or establish your brand identity. But what may look like a challenge is exactly what you need in order to captivate the attention of your raving fans. In this episode, I'm sharing 3 secrets that you can start implementing today to break out of the sea of sameness, along with the story of someone who defied expectations, became a force for good in the world, and a celebrity in their niche. Together, we're going to discover the keys to standing out in a noisy marketplace and unlocking more freedom and ease in your business. Cue that fancy intro music. It's time to unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul. It's time for some creative freedom. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm a creative entrepreneur just like you. I'm also a business coach, helping people across the creative spectrum make great money doing what they love. If you're done with being the world's best kept secret and ready to shine like the star you are, creative freedom is for you. Let's get started. As a teenager, I was sort of an outsider. I played alto sax and walked around most of the time wearing my neck strap like it was some kind of a fashion statement. I had 2 sixth hours my senior year because both the band and choir directors wanted me in their ensemble. I was a music nerd. I had composed original music for our theatrical productions. I'd also worked on stage and behind the scenes, and despite all of that doing, I never felt like I belonged in any of those places. I stuck out like a sore thumb everywhere. Maybe you can relate. Some days I felt like I owned my identity. Kids would call me weird and I would relish it. Other days, it was tough to keep my chin up. But the older I get, the more convinced I am that being yourself 100% out loud and on purpose is the best approach. You'll turn off the folks that don't like you, and you'll attract your raving fans like flies to honey. And that's the first secret. Rock your quirks. Imagine a street market. The noise, the bustle, all that activity. Everything starts to look and sound the same after a while. That's a crowded market. When everyone's selling the same thing, what sets one booth apart from another? The people inside. In a crowded market, it's important to be authentic. And I know that word seems to have lost some of its meaning in this era of curated, picture-perfect Instagram profiles and so much fake news. Authenticity is complex. And yet, in its truest sense, it's a valuable and meaningful concept because it involves being true to yourself, acting in alignment with your values, and being sincere. So let's say genuineness instead, being genuine. Warts, sparkles, and all is what I like to say, showing us the good, the bad, and sometimes the fugly. In a crowded market, it's important to be genuine because that's how we get to see your personality, your true personality. That's how we learn to fall in love with you, or not, if we're not a good fit. Trying to be all things to all people may draw in a large crowd at first, but it'll leave you feeling all used up and resentful in the end. When people can see who you really are, your right audience can connect more deeply. You'll attract customers who resonate harmoniously, and they'll eventually become your raving fans. In the early days of business, it's not uncommon to model yourself after other successful folks, because if it's working for them, then the logic goes, it maybe will work for you as well. Kind of, sort of, maybe, I hope, cross fingers. Here's where I offer up my favorite quote of all time. Judy Garland said, "It's better to be a first-rate version of yourself than a second-rate version of someone else." And truer words were never spoken. Embrace what's different about you and use it to your advantage. Leverage the heck out of it. Back in my direct seller days, I knew a woman who only held parties on Mondays because that was the only day that she had available in her calendar. She did 2 parties every Monday and was booked out for months. Months! When most consultants were digging in and working weekends, she made a point of only working on Mondays and became known as the Monday Party Lady, which is pretty good branding. Use what you've got to your advantage. Quirks make you memorable. When you look at the backup singers that Robert Palmer had in his video Addicted to Love, they all looked the same. Nameless, generic-looking women with red lips, slender bodies, and slicked back hair. And that was by design. He was supposed to stand out, not them. No one I've ever talked to can tell you the differences between these women, except for the instruments that they play, right? But there is something different about them, though. If you look close enough, you can see. The drummer has black hair and is wearing a little off-the-shoulder number. The keyboardist is wearing a mock turtleneck. The rhythm guitarist has a shorter skirt than the other two ladies in the front. And the bassist is blonde. The other guitarist is wearing a rainbow guitar strap. But nobody's looking at that. They're all looking at a homogeneous sea of gorgeous models backing up this dude and doing a horrible job of playing their instruments. Really bad. But that quirky uniform look makes Robert Palmer stand out even more in a sea of sameness. And he didn't have to work very hard to do that. Your quirks can also be a point of innovation, not just differentiation. As I mentioned in a previous episode, I had to change the way I work this year because of my back surgery last fall. I have to be up and moving around throughout the day. And where I used to be able to sit for hours at my desk, I can't do that anymore. And that meant my old way of running workshops wasn't going to work for the new way that I needed to be working. As I've said many, 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 many times, do what you can as you are able. So instead of doing a full day workshop like I used to, I'm now breaking my workshops down into 1-hour sessions spread over multiple days. It makes the content more digestible and it allows my body to do what it needs to do. This different way of doing things also meant that a different audience would be able to participate that maybe couldn't have devoted an entire day to being with me, but can sprinkle me into their work throughout the week. If you're an emerging thought leader, you have the ability to incorporate your quirks and your uniquenesses into your methodology or your approach, or, and especially, your brand. This helps you stand out as a thought leader and an innovator. As a performing artist, your quirks are what give you a distinct advantage because no one else sounds like Bob Dylan and no other country show has the elements of rock and roll that Shania Twain has. Those are their quirks because of who they are, uniquely, out loud, and on purpose. Now, sometimes this is easier said than done, particularly if your quirks have been a pain point for you in the past. But how can you learn to embrace and rock your quirks? While I'll walk through them here in a minute, we've also got a handy dandy tip sheet inside the Rising Tide community that you can download as a friendly at a glance reminder to help you start implementing these ideas right now and then keep them on your radar throughout your day. Just go to thecreativefreedomshow.com, click on the show, season 8, episode 4, and it's there waiting for you. Let's start by reframing your negative thoughts. Focus on how your quirks make you unique and how they can be an asset in certain situations, and then use them to your advantage whenever possible. Finding a supportive community can help with that. Community can be incredibly beneficial for undervalued unicorns. It's part of creating what I call your environment of empowerment, which is a very key piece to the Star Power framework. By sharing and even celebrating your quirks with others, you may find folks are actually more accepting and appreciative of them than you originally thought. And surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals who appreciate and embrace your quirks can help you build your self-trust and your confidence. Remember, it is hard to take courageous actions when you don't feel confident or safe to do so. So creating that environment really makes a difference. Build your support team and let people celebrate how awesome you are, because you are awesome. Now we need to look at reinforcing the value of your quirks every time you find yourself using them. Positive reinforcement goes a long way to seeing your quirks as a plus and not a negative. And remember that quirks and imperfections are just part of what makes us human beings. So be kind to yourself and practice self-compassion when you're feeling self-conscious or insecure about these quirks that you have. We all go through that. Remember that you have something special to bring to the table and that you deserve to be recognized for it. Develop your marketing strategy so that it showcases your uniqueness. Use language that emphasizes your strengths and what sets you apart from others in your industry. Be confident in your abilities and communicate that value in a clear and compelling way, and you'll stand out from the 75 jillion other coaches that are in that Facebook group. And when it comes to critics, it's important to stay open to feedback, but only as an opportunity to learn and grow. And not everybody's here to help you learn and grow. So trust your instincts, stay true to yourself, and you're going to avoid a lot of those headaches. Now, does that mean you might miss some things from time to time? Sure. Warren Buffett missed out on investing in Google when he had the chance, though, and he's still doing pretty okay for himself. That said, don't be afraid to take calculated risks when it feels right for you. Embracing your uniqueness is going to require you to step out of your comfort zone and take some risks from time to time. So don't be afraid to try new things or take on a challenge that might seem like a stretch for you from time to time. Growth and success often come from taking those risks and pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone or beyond your currently perceived limits. But moving beyond your limits, I will admit, can be a little scary, which is why I'm going to go back to community is so important. I built the Rising Tide community both as a means of support and encouragement for other creative entrepreneurs, but also for myself. And that's secret number two, start a movement. Movement making is kind of a big deal. Not only are you creating a sense of community, you're inspiring that community to then help spread your message to the masses. Building a community around your brand is one of the most powerful ways to grow your business and establish a loyal customer base. In today's world of social media and digital marketing and always being on, it's never been easier or harder to connect with people who share your interests and your values. Harder because there's so much noise out there. Easier because you can find your right people all over the place in this online world. You don't need to live in their neighborhood, their country, or even their hemisphere. The distance between you and your raving fans is shorter than ever. But even in this hyper-connected world, we're still craving connection and closeness because what we really need is a sense of belonging, and movements do that. Many folks, myself included, often feel disconnected from those around us, even when we're active every day on the socials or even in the same room. Building a community around your brand, around the mission of your brand, can provide a sense of connection and belonging that can lead to greater brand loyalty and more repeat business. It's worked for us. On average, our clients stay in our paid community for about 5 years. And we don't sell them some high-ticket course that includes a community or force them into an annual commitment either. Our Rising Tide community has two tiers. There's the free level, which includes all of the glorious goodness from the shows, but then there's also a paid tier where we've got a really high stick rate that I'm pretty proud of. According to a 2022 report for online membership communities, the average community member stays between 12 and 13 months before canceling. And I think a lot of that has to do with annual membership subscriptions that force people to stay a whole year. When they see that it's not all that it's cracked up to be, they split. Part of the reason for our high retention rate is the work that we've done to acknowledge our clients and create a safe space for them to do the work of becoming an industry leader. Yeah, you've got your training that you can't find anywhere else and private coaching with me, but that alone, I don't think would account for why people stick around as long as they do. Because there are plenty of other places to go for training and coaching. Believe me, I've been in a few of them myself. But being really seen for who you're becoming and having a safe space to practice being that person while you're learning and growing your business, I think that is what makes our community a long-term solution for some of our best clients. And we also get valuable feedback and insights about our company, our content, and our offers from these folks. That helps us improve and grow the business. By listening to your community and engaging with them, you can gain a better understanding of their needs and their preferences and their pain points and desires, which helps you rise above the din when you start talking about that. How? When your community shares their positive experiences with your brand, they become advocates for your business and they help spread the word to their friends and to other people in their network. Several of my long-term clients have come from just one person in my community who keeps talking me up to the people that they know. Those word-of-mouth referrals are worth thousands of dollars to our company. But also, the goodwill and essentially free marketing has led other people to choose to work with us without me having to lift a finger to do it all. And your raving fans will do it for you too. People want to be part of something that matters to them, something that's bigger than just themselves. But also they want to be part of something in ways that feels like they belong there, that it's a good fit for them. That's when movements are made. And I'm not just talking about online communities here. I'm talking about a looser sense of the word community, a group of individuals framed by a common connection point. And that could be a shared interest or common values, so it could be virtual or an in-person group. Book clubs and fan clubs, they fit the bill here. And so does the community of Harley-Davidson enthusiasts that are going to their annual homecoming event this year. Harley has their own membership community for fans of the brand, as well as a community for Harley owners. And you can bet that some of their biggest fans and biggest buyers will gladly pay the fee and make the trek to Milwaukee this year for that 4-day event. Branded events are great for standing out. And as I've been saying, standing out is important, especially for building a community of raving fans. I've talked before about Lady Gaga's Little Monsters. Her adoring fans are a community of faithful and also a movement built on individuality and being true to yourself. Those are ideals that matter to them, and they're ideals that they want to be a part of raising in the world. So for more information on building wildly successful communities, because I can't talk about it all day here, I'm going to link to the interview series that I did with Sarah Robinson. She's the author of the book Fierce Loyalty. And in this series, we talk about a lot of things, but specifically we talk about her framework for building communities that start movements. And forgive me for beating the same drum over and over and over again. But before you can build a community, you need to identify who your raving fans actually are. We talked about this in our last episode, and in a few other episodes, quite frankly. I just can't stress enough how important this is. If you're talking to the wrong people, nothing is going to help you. By understanding your customers' needs, dreams, and desires, you can create offers that resonate harmoniously with them and provide the value that they need to be able to say yes, to give you their hard-earned money, and to create a win-win for both of you. It also alienates the people who are a bad fit for you, which helps you stand out even more to your right audience. One of the reasons we start our creative freedom business model equation with you is because alignment matters. Your community should have a clear mission and purpose that aligns with your brand and values. That's going to attract like-minded people who share your vision and are passionate about the same things that you are. Foster a sense of belonging in your community. And recognize and appreciate the contributions of your community members. That's going to stimulate engagement. Provide opportunities for your community members to connect and support each other and give some structure and predictability to your audience so that they know what to expect. This helps your community turn into a powerful movement in the world. So let's say you've been working on alignment and you know who you want to attract to start building your movement. How do you actually reach these folks? Well, secret three is closely tied to all this community stuff. Cultivate your community through storytelling. Just like the fact that no two communities are ever the same, no one else has your exact stories either. Two people can watch the same event and come away with completely different stories of what happened. And humans have been telling stories for thousands of years, and it remains one of the most powerful tools that we have for communicating ideas and connecting with people, in particular, connecting with our raving fans. is why I talk about my own experiences in my videos and why I create music video parodies, so that there's a story tied back to the lessons that I'm teaching you so that those lessons will stick. In the context of marketing and personal branding, storytelling can be incredibly effective for capturing people's attention and then stand out in the crowd. Stories are memorable. When you hear a compelling story, it sticks with you. We're more likely to remember the details, the characters, and the emotions associated with a story than we are with a list of facts or data points, even if you're a linear creative. Stories create emotional connections. And when you hear a story that resonates with you, you're more likely to feel a sense of empathy or a sense of understanding. And this emotional connection can be incredibly powerful in building trust and fostering a sense of community. Stories also help us relate to complex ideas. When you're trying to communicate complex or abstract ideas, stories can be a powerful way to make those ideas more tangible and relatable. By framing your message in the context of a story, you can help people better understand and remember what you're trying to say. I started this episode with me being a band geek for a reason. In a crowded online space, it can be challenging to stand out. Sharing a unique story can differentiate you from others and help you carve out your own space in your industry. How many people are walking around wearing neck straps? Now you know that about me. Sharing your stories allows you to be vulnerable and to show your human side, which can build your trust and credibility with your right audience. For undervalued unicorns specifically, storytelling can be an especially powerful tool. By sharing personal stories, struggles, and successes, you can help humanize your brand and build a deeper connection with your audience. I keep talking about connection because it's important. You can also use storytelling to highlight your unique perspective or your approach. That also helps you stand out from others in your space. When you've got something unique, you're not like every other person in that social media group. People can identify with your struggles as well as your triumphs. And when they do, they feel more connected to you and they want to be part of your world. So let's look at the story of someone who embodies all these secrets. Temple Grandin. Temple is a neurodivergent American professor, author, and autism advocate. She embraces her unique perspective as a person on the autism spectrum and has used her special abilities to design more humane livestock handling systems that have transformed that industry. Her work has created a movement towards more ethical and humane treatment of animals in agriculture. Her designs and advocacy have influenced industry standards, leading to improved animal welfare practices worldwide. Grandin's story and experiences have been shared through more than 60 industry-related papers that she's written, along with her books and public speaking engagements. She's been honored as a visionary by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for her work in the livestock industry. By sharing her journey and insights as an individual on the autism spectrum, she has fostered understanding, empathy, and inclusion for individuals with neurodiversities. In 2010, she was listed as one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. It was her neurodivergence, her quirk, if you will, that became her greatest strength, despite what the world around her had originally thought of who she was and what she was capable of doing. Standing in the truth of who she was and the vision that she held for a more humane world planted the seeds of a movement that she continues to cultivate through the stories that she tells to this day to her audience of raving fans. So how can you apply this to yourself? Well, consult your tip sheet. Embrace the things that make you, you. The things that make your company different from everyone else that's offering what you do. The things that make you different from the 11 squajillion other coaches and trainers and musicians and artists that are in all of those social media groups that you hang out in. Craft a compelling narrative around your brand. Your story should be genuine, relatable, memorable. Think about the key moments and the experiences that have shaped your journey and how they can be woven into stories that your raving fans can identify with. Your stories should be relevant to your audience and speak directly to their needs and desires. This is not all about you. Consider what challenges your audience is facing and how your story can either inspire or motivate them. I don't talk about every aspect of my life and work in every piece of content that I make. I'm also not one to spend 15 minutes at the start of every webinar gloating about my accomplishments because you don't care. Nobody cares. Instead, I make the commitment to talk about myself as it's relevant to whatever it is that I'm teaching or sharing. That way, people get to know me, but it's not the Lisa show up in here. I'm focused on getting you real results in an engaging, relatable, hopefully memorable, and informative way. Be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to building your brand and telling your story. Make sure your messaging is consistent across all your platforms and that your story is woven into your content. Remember, consistency and frequency are not the same no matter what everybody tries to tell you. Yes, you're going to need to share your stories more than once for them to get traction, but you don't need to be storytelling 24/7 in order to make an impact with your right audience. Share your stories where it makes sense to reach a wider audience. Be strategic and focus on the platforms that work for you first and then where your audience is also going to be. Rock your quirks. Create a movement and use storytelling to cultivate your community. Three powerful and not so secret secrets that can work for anyone from Temple Grandin to you. Embrace what makes you, you, and share it with the people who want more of that in their life. And when you do, you'll rise above the noise and stand out for your raving fans. And they're the folks who matter most anyways. You know how last time I said you need to play to your strengths? Well, next time, we're gonna do a deep dive into how to identify and leverage your strengths, rock your quirks, if you will, to grow your business with more ease. So, be sure you're subscribed so that you'll know about all our future episodes, and I sure hope we'll see you there. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over at creativefreedomshow.com. You know you want to.